let me ask you, when this concept started, was there discussion about whether January 1st was the right day? Because you grew up probably like I did, and it was all about college football. Did you see a great opportunity here? And was there debate about whether this was the right day to hit a home run for hockey and for marketing these games in this sport?
You know, it's a great question. And as we were looking for ways, fun and exciting ways for fans to be able to connect even better with the game, to create bigger events, John Collins was thinking about how we do that. And at the same time, John Miller at NBC Sports was in a discussion with him and said, you know, we have all these bowl games that have kind of diluted football on New Year's Day. We at NBC have the day available. If we could figure out something that would fill the time, that would be really good for hockey fans and for the league, we'd be interested. In the two Johns, the ones who said, okay, let's try Buffalo on that first Winter Classic on New Year's Day. And from that day forward, it has been a terrific, terrific event for us.
As someone that's been to a couple of these already, Gary, I wonder if yesterday wasn't the best that you've had yet, just in terms of the venue being near perfect.
The venue still is spectacular. The dimensions, the layout, the sheer size and magnitude, the history and tradition, and where we were geographically, particularly as it related to the weather, it may have been, you know, as good as it can get. It was really big, and I guess that's why they call it the Big House. We couldn't have been more pleased. And it wasn't just being in Ann Arbor at the University of Michigan. What we did downtown with the Red Wings at Comerica Park, bringing a couple of 100,000 people downtown for an assortment of events in celebration of our game, was equally important, particularly to the Red Wings and the Illiches. So the combined week couldn't have been more impactful for us.
Do you feel you've gotten to the point as a league where you've perfected this whole thing? What do you kick around? I mean, because there's still the debates on sports radio today. Well, it was just a regular season game. Would you do it for an All-Star game? Does it mean too much, too little? Where are we at?
You know, the great thing about doing events like this is there are always going to be debates. And I tell people all the time, when we did the first one in Buffalo, we found out what we didn't know. And each year we try and add something, change something. And it really depends on the venue. It depends on the market. It depends on the host team. And so these are all factors that go into it. You know, it's funny. People say, yeah, it's just a regular season game. When have you ever seen a regular season game in any sport get the kind of attention that this event gets? It absolutely, you know, both captures the imagination and boggles the mind.
Gary Bettman joining us on Brady and Walker. And, you know, I wonder about this. With six games, I know there's some people that have noted, is there a saturation point? I'll give you an example. The NFL is going to play three games at Wembley Stadium next year in the regular season. They started with one. They went to two last year. And somehow it's silly to me that if they don't sell every single ticket of 80,000 in a foreign country to do it, it's somehow a failure. I don't think if there's an empty seat here or there that somehow this event somehow is any less a success if there's six games. Of course, you can't have 100% capacity for every single thing you put on.
Although you try.
You try.
You know, and yesterday, while we sold 105,000 tickets, we don't quite yet know, because of the weather and the difficulty, because the roads were pretty bad yesterday, as to whether or not we had a no-show factor, although it was clear to me that the place looked completely full. You know, what happens with all of these events, and you hear people say, oh, six is too many. The fact is, and since you've been to a couple of these, for the people who actually get to attend the outdoor games, we can't do enough of them. And so, you know, it's not a question of, well, we're going to do one here. If you're Pittsburgh or you're Boston just or Philadelphia, you don't want to wait, you know, exactly, 10 or 15 years to get another one. You know, you like these every few years, and the number of teams, the number of markets, the number of fans that tell us they want their team to host one of these, the list is a mile long. And so what we're trying to do is accommodate the interest level on some sensible basis to give more and more fans an opportunity to connect.
There's about a month of NHL hockey left, Gary, and then off to Sochi. There still will be raging debate, I'm sure, among owners, and it's a multitude of pros and some cons for 30 owners in the middle of the season to close the doors for a couple weeks. And this year, unlike Vancouver, not as much primetime hockey for the networks.
How about none?
How about none? Exactly. So that still weighed, isn't it? And it was a hard and probably very debated decision to even send your players this year, given some of the circumstances.
You know, I could give you, as I have over the years, and in some cases to criticism, a list of reasons why it doesn't make sense to go. And as you balance the reasons that it does make sense to go, it really comes down to the fact that a large number of our fans think it's great that our players want to represent their countries and participate in the Olympics. And perhaps most importantly, what we hear from the players, particularly through the Players Association, is this is something that's important to them and they want to do. If it wasn't for that, we might be having a different conversation about those 2 weeks, but we understand the importance of NHL player participation to international hockey, and particularly the Olympic tournament, and we've really overlooked some of the drawbacks in order to make this a reality for our players and our fans.
The other part too, Gary, I don't know where you rank it, but we talk about growing the game, right? Do these outdoor games grow the game at some regional level? Do the World Juniors grow the game? You know, what have you? The level of play in Vancouver 4 years ago, to me, bar none, some of the best hockey we've ever seen.
Absolutely, and there's a huge difference by playing the Olympic tournament on North American ice, both geographically and size-wise. And, you know, that's not something you get when you're half or three-quarters of the way around the world. As we discussed, as you mentioned, as we began this part of the discussion, there isn't going to be any prime time exposure. So we give up 2.5 weeks of our season in the prime of our season. We lose all of our prime time exposure in terms of when we play our games in return for games that, you know, on an Eastern time zone basis are going to be on somewhere between 4 a.m. and 2 p.m. There's wear and tear on the players. It disrupts the momentum of our season. I mean, the list goes on and on. But again, it comes down to the fact that we know to a great number of our fans, and particularly to our players, this is important. And it's that basis upon which the Board of Governors made the decision to go.